Hello, and thank you for downloading Sporting Witness from the BBC World Service. In the 1970s, black footballers in the English football leagues were a rarity. But at West Bromwich Albion, there were three. Their names became linked with a pop group at the time, The Three Degrees. Chris Green reports on the moment football and music collided.
The ball was passed to Laurie Cunningham on the left wing. The crowd started booing and jeering at the lithe, athletic Cunningham, as they had many of the black players in this game. He played it off and into the penalty box for Tony Brown. Brown then dispatches the ball with his left foot with brilliant economy into the bottom right of the goal. Manchester United 1, West Bromwich Albion 1.
On a cold and wet December day in 1978, England's most famous club, Manchester United, are being beaten at home by 5-3. They're losing to an exciting, up-and-coming team, West Bromwich Albion, who don't just have good players, but also three groundbreaking role model footballers in their team.
Ben Cunningham, having beaten two men, slipped it in low for Cyril Regis, who brilliantly backheeled the ball to Len Cantello. What a shot. West Brom go 2-1 ahead.
Those three players, Laurie Cunningham, Cyril Regis and Brendan Batson, were exciting stars. But they shared another thing in common, the colour of their skin. They were the sons of Caribbean immigrants who came to Britain in the 1960s and were among the first black British players to play top-flight football in England.
With four black guys in the whole of the Premiership, having three in one team was absolutely radical. It was unheard of. To have three in one side was strange to the eye, to say the least.
Cyril Regis, a muscular forward and a scorer of spectacular goals, was the youngest of the trio.
The support we got from the Albion fans from the first time I stepped foot on the pitch, and Laurie and myself, was total support, total adulation and respect and appreciation. But you can imagine from other teams, it was a mixture of, can we put them off because of the colour? Plus, we're given racial abuse as well. Chants, monkey chants, calling all sorts of names, bananas in the pitch. For a good few years, but that's how we had to handle it. We had to handle this and say, well, you know, I'm going to show you how good I am. I'm going to get angry about what you're saying to me, but I'm going to use it as motivation.
West Brom had an extrovert, larger-than-life manager, who had a fondness for big coats, jewellery and a seemingly constant stream of snappy one-liners. His name was Ron Atkinson, affectionately known by his players as Big Ron. And Atkinson was particularly quick to spot the media potential of linking his three black footballers to a famous American girl singing trio who were on tour in the UK. Their name? The Three Degrees.
And that's how we got the nickname The Three Degrees, because it was Ron who thought up the publicity stunt because The Three Degrees were appearing in Birmingham.
Brendan Batson.
I think he may have actually used it before, but it hadn't really been picked up. I think it was him who thought the idea with The Three Degrees appearing in Birmingham, that he did do a big publicity shot around it, and that's when it really caught hold.
A photo shoot was duly arranged at West Bromwich Albion's ground, with the girls stepping delicately onto the muddy pitch wearing West Brom shirts, while the players wore the girls' fur coats. Ron Atkinson.
They came up training with us, and they appeared. We played Everton, beat them 1-0 here, and they did do the draw on the pitch at half time and everything.
It was cheesy, you know, Sir Regis, Brendan, and Laurie in fur coats, and the singers in Albion strips, and he made a load of pictures, but it stood a test of time, funnily enough.
And then another goal worthy of a brilliant game. Cunningham put through to Regis. The defender's tackle was too late, and Cunningham's shot left United goalkeeper Bailey absolutely stranded. It's 4-3 to West Bromwich Albion.
Well, I think it was 2-3 days after we'd done the photo shoot, they came to watch the game. They were reciprocal. I mean, they come and watch the game, we go and watch The Three Degrees, because they had a couple of really top-class singles that have been very, very well known.
When will I see you?
Then after That night, we got invited back to a party. They had a special party, their last show in town. We all went to the show. It was good fun. They were great. They were great girls. I mean, they were, you know, they were very... They loved the association as well, I'm sure. Is this the end?
When will I see you again? But they lived in quite different worlds. Back in the 1970s, footballers did not earn the huge sums they do today.
At the end, on the way home, I got into my my brown Allegro. It was made by Rover. It was a dreadful colour, but it was free. And the singers went home in a Daimler limousine. They had a chauffeur who drove them back to London. So that was the difference in terms of the glamour and the finances back in the 70s.
It wouldn't be a shock now, would it, for a footballer to marry a pop star or to be associated with a pop star? It's quite a common thing. Back then, it was really unusual.
Absolutely. It's norm now when you see Piqué and Shakira, Beckham and Posh and a lot of footballers with stars and models. And so back then, it was quite radical.
With just a few minutes to go, Cunningham was away, running again for the goal mouth. He passes to Brown, and Cyril Regis comes from nowhere, a deadly finish with his right foot. West Brom have beaten Manchester United 5-3.
He stayed a credible name for a year or two because Laurie Cunningham left and went to Real Madrid for £900,000, and that was original 3 Degrees. But after that, we had Remy Moses, another black player in 1881. He came through, a really good player. And so it kind of lingered. That was another 3 Degrees. But the originals was always myself, Laurie and Brendan.
One way or another, the 3 Degrees are still touring, the singing group. For you, as the 3 Degrees players, that very quickly split apart, didn't you?
You can sing for 20, 30, 40, 50 years and still have a career. But in a football life, it's very short. I mean, I played for 19 years, but nowadays the average footballer is 10 years. I just think about the good times we had. Sadly, Laurie Cunningham, you know, passed away in a car crash. Brendan's still around. He's still working for the Football Association as a consultant. I'm a football agent. The great thing is we've got a history with West Brom. We've got a career history. We've managed to play football, a thing that we love to do for a long time. Had great memories, great legacies, great games. And I say to a lot of people, all you can leave is great memories. You know, that game, that goal. Because the things change. Take good care of yourself.
Take good care of yourself. I worry about you when you're gone. Either way, when you mention the name, the 3 Degrees... you're just as likely to find somebody reminiscing about football in the 1970s as you are about music.
It wasn't said in to poke fun at us in any way. I think it was just, it sort of captured imagination at the time. I think it was because of the quality of the football that it stuck. I think if we were at the bottom of the league, they wouldn't be making such a fuss about it, but we were riding high, we're playing a very exciting football. It's one of those things you just have to smile about it and say, well, that was part of your life.
It's a term of endearment because it was a golden age. It was a good period for Albion and for black players, breaking down racial barriers, playing good football, scoring good goals, entertaining the fans.
Have you worn a fur coat since?
No, Big Ron's won a couple of fur coats, but not myself.
Cyril Regis ending that edition of Sporting Witness. The programme was a Whistledown production and was first broadcast in 2012. For details of our complete range of downloads and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.